It has been a crazy, crazy summer, and to end it kind of close to our hometown is pretty special, and the crowd was amazing. We didn't know what to expect because it was a free show, so anyone could come. So it was pretty special. They filled it up, and the crowd was unbelievable. It was such a great way to win it with a bang, that's for sure.
Are you guys fans of the fairs and all the rides and games and stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Our whole job, in the summertime especially, is just pretty much seeing every single fair in every province across the country. So we make the most of it. Like, they usually, like when we play a fair, they usually give us vouchers to like go eat from the food truck. So we've had our fair share this summer for sure.
I love the food truck. So many options.
Oh, it's so good. The beaver tails, man.
Now you're talking. You got to load that up there with everything they have too.
That's right.
Yeah, all the extras. CCMA is coming up this weekend. Big award show on Sunday. How excited are you guys?
Yeah, it's busy. It's crazy. I was looking back at pictures this week, and I found one from 2013. I think that was our first year that we really were invited to go. We had gone before just as fans, but 2013. So it's been over 10 years that we've been attending the CCMAs, which is pretty crazy. And I mean, it never gets old. And to be nominated and to say we're going to perform on the show is so amazing. And I don't know, it's so special, and we look so forward to it. Can't wait.
You've got some great nominations, too. Group or Duo of the Year, Video of the Year for Hockey Talking About, and Entertainer of the Year. That's the big one, right?
Yeah, so huge. It's massive. Honestly, we've become best friends with everybody in the category. So we feel bad if we win, and if anybody else wins, we're just so jacked for everybody. We're just, like Dennis said, it kind of is like a bit of a family gathering at this point.
Totally a tight community and a reunion for all of your friends to come together there in Edmonton. Jenna and Stewart from the Rec Laws, my special guest for Friday Live. They're hosting a big fundraising event on September 27th. More on that as we continue our conversation with the Rec Laws for Friday Live. The Rec Laws Yeehaw fundraiser for Kids Help Phone, September 27th. What an incredible cause.
We're super excited about this. I mean, it's going to be on September 27th, which is our mom's birthday. She would have been turning 60, and we've been trying to decide what to do with money that we raised after she had passed. And Kids Help Phone kind of came up, and what they do and the work that they're doing for young kids is just so special, and it kind of hit home for us, and we wanted to open up our own kind of arm, call it the Flow Walker Stardust Fund.
Nice.
Under our mom's name, and try to raise money with them. So this is kind of the kickoff party for that, and we're so excited. We'll be performing. There'll be games. It'll be Yeehaw Adventure Farm themed,
yay,
which is pretty special because that's where we grew up.
Yeah.
But everyone's invited, and there's tickets on sale that we'd love for you guys to come and support this cause and hopefully kick it off in the most amazing way.
It's crazy to think that you need something like the Kids Help Phone, but I don't think of having that when I was a younger child. I don't remember having any kind of organization that was kind of there for you. It's so nice to have that.
I think just like the access that kids have to speak to somebody these days is so big. Like you just said, I don't think John and I necessarily even took advantage of it when we were that age.
Yeah.
I think with what we went through as kids and what our mom went through with her experiences, I think it would have done worlds of difference to be able to talk to somebody in the actual time of need. And so that's what we're hoping to express that to everybody. And that's the reasoning why we found Kids Help Phone was the best fit for this charity.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a wonderful event and such a great cause, close to your hearts and helpful for everybody. It's September 27th, the Rec Laws Yeehaw fundraiser for Kids Help Phone. Jenna and Stewart, you guys are busier than ever right now, and I don't know how you found time to do a fundraiser, but you've done it. Well done.
Hey, we have a good team that really covers all the bases, so we're lucky.
Yeah, certainly lucky to have you here for Friday Live. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the CCMAs this weekend. Have a good time and good luck on all the nominations.
Awesome.
Thank you, Rob.
Great to talk to you both again. Have a great day.
You too. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.